In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God that we're here with great difficulties. And of course, again, as I said, the more difficulties, the more suffering we have to undergo for Christ, the better off we are, and the more joy we should have. And on this day in particular, we celebrate two feasts that are important to us, are important to the whole church. The more important of the two is St. Peter Chrysologus. And St. Peter Chrysologus means golden-mouthed, golden-worded. Logos is word. Christos is gold. So he was golden-worded because his sermons and everything he spoke and wrote was most beautiful, golden-worded. And he was from the area of Imola, south of Venice, and eventually he was coerced, in a sense, not totally, because you have to be willing to be ordained by the bishop of Imola to become a priest, first a deacon and then a priest. And then later on, the Holy Father, I think it was Eugene III or Innocent III, that was before my time, so I don't remember, made him Bishop of Ravenna. Now, Ravenna was the capital of the Eastern Emperors in Italy. When Rome fell and the Western Empire fell to the heathens, especially the Germans, it all went to pieces. And so each country, each diocese, each archdiocese more or less had to hold on its own. But Ravenna was the foothold of the Emperor of Constantinople in Italy, because it is part of the Roman Empire. Constantinople was the only capital left. So the fact that he was made Bishop of Ravenna is very, very important. And of course, Ravenna is very famous for the magnificent basilica that is there, in which St. Peter had something to do, that have the most famous, most beautiful, and excellent mosaics of the history of mankind and the church and the prophets and Jesus Christ, of course. And so it is a place that should be visited by those who visit Italy. And then he fulfilled his job there, and he died in the year 470, according to this missal. It wasn't in the early church, but compared to us, it was indeed early. Now, the other saint, about whom we also know a little bit, is Saint Barbara. Today is a feast of Saint Barbara. So if you know anybody named Barbara, congratulate her. It's her feast today. St. Barbara was a young pagan girl whose father, of course, was also pagan. And he would travel a lot, because traveling in those days, there was no Concorde or 747s. It was very slow, very arduous travel. And so he left everything ready. And in order for her to be safe, he built her a magnificent tower, very beautiful, decorated with mosaics and gold and silver and everything you can think of. And then he left. In the meantime, she became friends with several Catholic priests, and they converted her, and she became a Catholic. When the father returned, he was furious that she had thrown out all the idols and crushed them and buried them, and now Jesus Christ was ruler of his tower. And so he commanded her to abandon Jesus Christ, and she refused. And so he took her to the governor, and he condemned her to death. And the father asked for a favor. Let me be the one to give the final blow. And so the father, really nice guy that he was, he took his sword and cut off her head, and it rolled on the ground. And St. Barbara is a very great saint of the early church. It just shows you, as the prayer for her Mass of today says, O Lord, thou hast given even the weaker sex the strength to do thy will, to follow thee. And then, of course, Today we celebrate the priesthood. We celebrate the infant of Prague, who is Jesus Christ, true God and true man. And he is the high priest. And this is what we celebrate today on this Thursday before First Friday. Tomorrow is the Sacred Heart. Saturday is the Immaculate Heart. And so all these things form part and parcel of our prayers and of our Mass and of the Holy Hour after Mass, which we shall have, despite the fact that it is not as warm as we would like it to be, but it isn't freezing. Could be worse. So thanks be to God. He has deemed us worthy to suffer. What a wonderful thing. The more you suffer, the closer you are to God. Remember that. Don't waste it. Offer it up as a holy sacrifice to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.